We'll do, we have one written question here and then I'll go to Sarah Flank. This is from Patrice McCarran. Regarding economy of scale to get affordable electricity, how many wind farms and or turbines are needed to achieve competitive affordable electricity?
I could say wonderful question. It's a wonderful question. And I'm going to give you my opinion on it. So what's happened in Europe, if you observe what happened in Europe, they started with smaller farms and the farms kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as a farm kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they developed the manufacturing infrastructure, they got better at it. And the price started to go down. And another part of it is the larger turbines have driven the cost down significantly. So when they first started, the turbines were 2 and 3 megawatts. Today, they're looking at putting 14 megawatt turbines out there. So think about if you had a 2 megawatt turbine versus a 14 megawatt turbines, you need 7 times more turbines with 2 megawatts than you have with 14 megawatts. So you have less to deploy, less to maintain, less mooring lines, less anchors. So the bigger turbines have driven the cost down significantly. So in terms of to answer your question, I believe a farm in the 800 megawatt range starts giving you the economies of scale to drive costs down. Okay, and if you look at what happened in Massachusetts, the farms that they've already approved, if you wish, in Massachusetts are in the 800 megawatt range. And for that reason, they've actually chosen 800 megawatts because it helps you reach an economies of scale and help drive some of the costs down. So is it a magic number? No, okay. I don't think 800 is a magic number, but it's a number that starts to get you there, if you wish, for fixed bottom turbines. But I'd like to preface that with an asterisk, a very important asterisk. Fixed bottom turbine, what they're doing in Massachusetts are fixed bottom turbines. They've been around for a long time. And in Europe, we have a history of building a lot of fixed bottom turbines, and we've learned a lot from that. So in Massachusetts, by going to 800 megawatts, they've already building on experience of over 2 decades in Europe in learning how to make the machine work better, how to build the parts faster, develop the supply chain, and so on and so forth. In the floating world, we're not there yet. In the floating world, we're just starting new. So an 800 megawatt farm may not get us to the price that a fixed bottom farm is at right now. So I'd like to preface that for that reason with an asterisk. Does that answer your question?
I think so. So Sarah Flynn.